Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 227, A Simple Declutter Habit, Leave No Trace, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to another edition of OLD, which stands for Optimal Living Daily. That's the podcast where I find really awesome blogs on personal development, productivity, minimalism, and more, and I read them to you so that you don't have to stare at a screen for hours at a time. And I have a short or minimal post for you today, but before we get into it, if you'd like to show your support for this cause, something I've been mentioning for the last couple of days is to please check out my brother's new podcast, Optimal Health Daily. I just launched it last week, and it's a spinoff of this show. It's the same premise of reading blogs to you, but it's focused on health, wellness, and fitness, including nutrition and more. And in addition to him reading blogs to you, he's going to be answering your questions, which is awesome. I'm really excited about that. He's definitely qualified to do it. You can hear his story and his credentials in episode one. So if you have a question, just visit oldpodcast.com to submit it for free. Or if not, simply subscribing to his show and checking it out would be a huge compliment to both of us. So please, again, check out Optimal Health Daily when you have a moment. We're both super excited to bring you more amazing blogs to hear on the go. And with that, let's start optimizing your life. A Simple Declutter Habit, Leave No Trace, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Quote, when you do something, you should burn yourself completely like a good bonfire, leaving no trace of yourself. Shunryu Suzuki. Zen Master Suzuki Roshi spoke about the idea of leaving no trace, doing something with complete presence, and then moving on to the next thing without holding on to previous activities. His wonderful advice for doing any activity was to do things with, quote, a simple, clear mind, unquote. One way to apply this is with a simple decluttering habit. Clean up your mess when you're done. This is a more literal way to, quote unquote, leave no trace. Not exactly what Suzuki Roshi was talking about, as he meant that we should leave no trace in our minds, but still a very useful practice. For me, this means simply putting things away and cleaning up a bit when I'm done with a task. Wash my dish and clean the table and counters after I've eaten. Put my clothes in the hamper or hang them up if they're still clean after I've showered. Put away materials that I've used after I do a work task. Make my bed after I wake up. In practice, this means you have to be mindful of what you're doing and conscious that you are moving from one task to another. Most of us rush from one thing to the next without thinking about the transition, but when you're done with one thing, this is a good time to appreciate the space between things, to breathe and notice if you're staying present, and to clean up your mess instead of leaving a mess as you traipse through life. The effects of this simple habit are incredible. Number one, you don't leave a huge mess to clean up later. Number two, things are clear, which helps give you peace of mind. Number three, your life doesn't become cluttered because as you're putting things away, you decide whether it's worth keeping in your life. Number four, you take time to pause between tasks, taking assessment of how you've been doing and what you really want to do next. I truly love the leave no trace habit. Here's how to form it. How to form the habit. If you'd like to form this leave no trace habit, here's what I'd recommend. Number one, put little reminders where you'll see them. A note on your desk, a little flower on your countertop, for example. These can serve to help you remember to clean up after yourself. Number two, for the first day, put all your focus on noticing when you're done with a task, whether it's a work task or a personal one. Number three, when you notice you're done with a task, pause. Take an assessment of how you're doing with the task, whether you were mindful during the task, and what your intention is for the next task. Number four, Wrap up your previous activity by cleaning up after yourself. This might mean putting things away, wiping things down, or just filing away a document and crossing a task off your to-do list. Number 5, breathe and smile. You'll forget often, probably, and that's normal and completely fine. Just try to remember as often as possible, perhaps setting phone or computer reminders, or putting up more physical reminders so you don't forget. Eventually, you'll start remembering more after a few days. You'll get better and better at the habit, and in the process, learn a lot about habits and mindfulness. You just listened to the post titled, A Simple Declutter Habit, Leave No Trace, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. A nice and short post for Minimalist Monday. And speaking of minimalism, I'm giving away a book by The Minimalist in exactly 1 week to a random person on my mailing list. It's totally free to be a part of that. You're entered to win a book every month, if not more, and you get free spreadsheets from me. Just come by oldpodcast.com to be a part of it. And while you're there, if you have a question for a doctor, dietitian, nutritionist, and personal trainer, any question related to health and fitness, it'd be awesome if you asked there on the site, oldpodcast.com. My brother's answering questions on his new podcast, Optimal Health Daily, which is a spinoff of this show, and we can use more questions. So again, for all of that, to send in a question for free and be part of the OLD family to be entered into book drawings and more, come by oldpodcast.com. Simple as that. That's it for today. Have a great start to your week, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.